is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, a lot of people think, what is an entrepreneur? What is this radio show about? I'll tell you what it's about. We are here to bring you the tools from the trenches of the entrepreneurial world that can inspire you to face your fears of being an entrepreneur and set off and conquer your goals. The tools it takes, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, actually, even if you just have a business. This thing called Facebook, more and more people, they're starting to advertise on Facebook, and Facebook's making a lot of money. But the question is it the blind leading the blind? I say it is. I don't think anybody really knows what the hell is going on when it comes to advertising in the world of Facebook. So what do I see? I see this big fat book online. It says The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. Advertisement. The guy's name who wrote it is Brian Miert. I've got him on the line, everybody. Let me tell you about Brian real quick. Brian Miert is the founder and CEO of Advertisement, a Facebook advertising agency that he created in 2014 after discovering Facebook's revolutionary advertising platform while he was working as a VP of marketing for a big financial company. After seeing Facebook's potential to dominate digital advertising, Brian abandoned his 9-to-5 job, went home, and started this company like a good entrepreneur should. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So, listen, I believe seriously that nobody, and I'm looking at 369 pages, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Brian's got a pretty good idea what's going on. But the average person, you know, when I say to one of my buddies, you know, he's like, hey, I'm a marketer. You know, I go, well, so hey, you know, tell me the secrets. Tell me, you know, show me the path to success when it comes to advertising on Facebook. I know people do know, but I don't know who knows. It's like, I know advertising works, at least half of it, but I don't know which half. So, you know, it's that same old saying. But the question is, so can we spend, we're going to spend this whole hour. This show is dedicated to the tools of the trade, you might say. And here's a you know, look it, I'm old enough to know that there was no internet at one point and there was no Facebook, and I used to have to advertise the old-fashioned way. And I know that advertising works, but I don't know how to advertise the right way on Facebook. I really, really want to know, because I know it works, again, but I don't know which part of it works. So I just keep on throwing good money after bad. I'll give you an example. We'll start out with this example. My dad is 89 years old. The guy has been an amazing businessman his whole entire life, total entrepreneur, born and raised in London, England. His father died in his arms of a heart attack when he was 42 years old. My dad was 14. And here he is now in London, England, during World War II. Bombs are dropping all around, and he's having to become a man and go out and make his way in the world to support his little brother and his ailing mom. And he did it. And, you know, so I grew up with this European entrepreneurial spirit, even though I was born in Houston, Texas, and then grew up in Southern California after we moved there when I was about two. The point is that when I was a kid and I said to my dad, I want a bicycle, my dad says to me, go find something to do and earn some money. I'm like, what? He says, why don't you go pick some lemons off of that tree across the street that's dropping all its lemons and go around, you know, the neighborhood and find somebody that wants to buy some lemons. And so I did. I went and I picked up all the lemons. You know, neighbor didn't care. They're dropping on the ground. So the next thing you know, I got money. I bought a bike. And then, you know, I started buying and selling bicycles. I was a little kid. And then, you know, I added skateboards. And I'm an entrepreneur. But today, it's such a different world than, you know, what we could do, which I think life was so much simpler than today. It's so complicated. So what I want to ask you to do in this hour of the show is help guys of my age that remember when there was no internet. I mean, that's when I started my whole life and career and business, and I've had to learn to adapt to this thing called the internet, and then even get interested in, you know, now my kids are like, Dad, you're always on Facebook. That's my marketing tools. I need this. You know, it's funny because it's usually the other way around. The dad's going, get off of that stupid thing. But the reality is that we've got this tool and we need this book, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. I believe it's what available on Amazon right now. You guys can go look at it. But Brian, you are evidently with this much work that you've put into this book. You are the guy that's done all the research. So hopefully you can help us. And what I want to do is I got to take a break because I got to pay the bills because I am an entrepreneur. So let me take a break and I'll come back and we will and learn. We will learn from the guru, Brian Miert, the complete guide to Facebook advertising. Get ready, everybody, because I think we may have the guy that has the answers.
Can I have a little more? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
D, can I bring my friend to tea?
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. I hope that you listeners are entrepreneurs or interested at least today in Facebook advertising, because we're going to have a whole long period of time here to talk about exactly what you should do, what we can do together to learn how to do this stuff. The first thing you should probably do is check out this book, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. It is available on Amazon. Website also, advertisement.com. You can read up on Brian Miert, our guest. Brian, okay, so a little bit on Brian Miert, first of all. You quit your job because you thought, OMG, it's the blind leading the blind. I got to figure out how to do this and write a book on it. And man, have you. This thing is a beefcake, 369 pages. Give us a little on your journey. How's that?
Man, thank you so much. It's crazy because, you know, when it comes to advertising, there is a huge shift that's going on in terms of where money is spent, where dollars and cents are spent. And the tools that are available now are just so much more effective than the tools that people used in the past. You know, my grandfather as well ran an air conditioning business in Miami, Florida. And I always laugh because, you know, when he wanted to advertise his business, he would go down, talk to the guy at the Yellow Pages, put in an ad, like they would figure it out, they'd mock it up, and he would put it in their Yellow Pages, and he would be done for a year. He didn't have to do anything or touch anything. He was, that was it.
Let's
go back out and get back to work. You know, in terms of Facebook, this is now the complete opposite, which is now, you know, the advantage is that you're reaching people on mobile devices. And that's really the big shift that's happening now, is that, you know, as people use their mobile devices more and more, outside of using it for making a phone call, what happens is that the top 10 apps that people use are owned by Facebook and Google. You know, they almost have, you know, the hold on these two platforms, are these, you know, mobile apps. And Facebook and Messenger are number one and number two. Mm. So what this means is that, you know, if you're trying to reach people on a daily basis, Facebook is a fantastic option for you. And this is really what it's the new way to be able to reach. People are using Facebook to not only connect with their friends and family, they're using it to read news and get updates. They're using it to watch videos. You know, as Facebook launches more with videos, people are now turning to, you know, a smaller screen instead of necessarily maybe, you know, watching TV or spending time online. Like, they just have their phone with them the majority of the time. You know, even in terms of like radio, you know, a lot of people will listen probably to this over the internet at some way, you know, that they a lot of times can connect with it. So it's just fascinating how things will connect and kind of, you know, expand across this, you know, the mobile devices. Right, and, right. You know, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to advertising, what I always tell people is people ask me all the time, like, why should I do Facebook advertising? And my answer has been simple since almost the first day I saw it, which is you're able to spend less money and reach more of the people that are likely to purchase. It basically boils down to a money game, which is, you know, if you're spending for advertising, isn't that what every advertiser wants? And Facebook has done such an incredible job. And it comes down to, they have had the ability for people who have liked different things. For the last 10 to 15 years, every time someone got on Facebook, they clicked, I like dogs and I like fast cars and I like this radio show and I like this host. And, you know, all those things are stored, and Facebook has that data on users, as well as now that, you know, Facebook installed what's called a pixel. A lot of companies are putting this on their website, which allows them to get data back on the users who are visiting their website or going to places that, you know, they want them to be visiting. Facebook now has the ability to watch and kind of track what people are doing online to be like, here are people that are completing purchases. And here are people that are filling out lead forms. And so what happens is Facebook can show your ad to those people first, which means you're able to get incredibly good results at a very low cost. Mm.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things. One, that Facebook launched a video platform. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And that we are living really in a data-driven world. I want to go deep diving with you here. And then I see here that you sent me a note. The three E's of advertising for e-entrepreneurs, you might say. So entertain, educate, and engage. And then I want to go through those. A lot here. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to learn from the guy that has written the book, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. And I think this is such an essential part of any entrepreneur's toolbox. So I'm glad that you're here with us. We'll take a little break. Again, you can find that book on Amazon. The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising by Brian Meert, M-E-E-R-T, like Meerkat, Meert, and advertisement.com. It's Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Hey, don't forget to pick up a October issue of Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. You'll see Bobby Flay right on the cover. Special food issue. So for you foodies like myself, lots of great stuff there. Our special guest right now, Brian Meert, CEO of Advertisement. He is the author of the book, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. Again, like I said, I think it's the blind leading the blind so many times. Let me just start with, first of all, as you talk, I'm going to make notes and ask questions. Facebook launched a platform for video. Explain what is different about that and YouTube and watching the videos that are playing as you're scrolling through your feed. What's different about a video from Facebook versus anywhere else that might be housed?
Yeah, this is really a fascinating topic. And the fact that when they, you know, it's called Facebook Watch. When you open Facebook, there's a little icon that looks like a TV in there. And as you open up, there's a couple of shows there now. But what happened is Facebook has allocated $1 billion in the next 12 months to go out and to start hiring and creating their own content. So in a sense, this is Facebook going head to head with Netflix, head to head with HBO, head-to-head with Disney and their new platform. Like, they're realizing that these, you know, people want to watch content on their mobile devices.
Content is king.
Yes, 100%. And this is just, you know, a fight for attention and a fight for eyeballs. And what Facebook doesn't want is people leaving the Facebook app to go watch content on Netflix or on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so they're investing very, very heavily to be able to have their own unique programming. And this is, you know, it's so fascinating because – this has traditionally been, you know, either the big networks or the movie studios that had the funds and the resources to say, hey, let's go out and, you know, create these shows, create new shows, create movies. And now you have these tech companies, you know, Amazon, YouTube, Netflix, and now Facebook. They're jumping in there saying, no, it's, you know, we are the leaders and kind of what's going to be coming out, especially on, you know, when it comes to mobile devices. And again, as more and more people are watching content on mobile devices, it means they're generally not watching it somewhere else.
All right. Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, if I think of myself, my eyes pop open at 4:30 in the morning, whatever, whenever, you know, my bladder's talking to me. The first thing I do is I check Facebook. I check my emails. And there you go, right there. I was playing around just a little bit, but the reality is that it used to be people would turn on the news to get their information. I do not turn on the news to get any. I turn on the news after I already kind of know what's going on, and then I can choose to where I want to go in the newsy world because there's just so much crap out there lately. And truthfully, I trust some of these online properties more than I do the big news networks, you might say, because, you know, I don't know. I feel like that I get better news online and on Facebook. So it's interesting. You go to your Facebook first, perhaps, not for many, but for me. But what are the stats of that? I mean, and is this part of the fact that people that the people at Facebook, Zuckerberg, knows that he's got your attention first. And he's saying, all right, we got to keep them. We got to keep them there. Let's not let them go off. And I'm just curious how that works. What are the stats on that? How many people wake up in the day and check Facebook? It's got to be huge.
It's a big number. I mean, there's 2 billion people that log into Facebook at least once every month. And I think the number is like 1.6 or 1.2 billion people that log into the site every single day on planet Earth.
I'm one of them.
It's basically, you know, like 1/20th. Of planet Earth you could reach today on Facebook if you wanted to.
Man.
So, I mean, this is just – it's a powerful – and again, their ad platform that they've launched is the exact same tool that a huge ad agency that's running Super Bowl ads would use, or Pepsi or Coke or any of these big companies. It's the exact same tool that you are using, whether, you know, you are an entrepreneur with your first idea and you're, you know, you may not have the resources of the big guys, but you now have the exact same advertising tool that they have.
Okay.
So, you know, even if your budget's smaller, you can focus that in the exact same way that the bigger guys would to be able to get the best possible results.
So here's what it boils down to, everybody. We got 369 pages in this big fat beefcake that I've got one right in my hands. It's the book called The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. Reach 2 billion potential customers instantly on Facebook and Instagram, right? This book is an easy step-by-step instructions for creating Facebook ads. Discover insider tips and tricks to improve your return on investment. So obviously, we're going to spend time on this, but my gosh, if you spend a dime on Facebook advertising and you don't have this sitting in front of you, you're probably throwing away half of that dime you're spending. And it's sad. My dad, like I was starting to tell you before, he spends, you know, sometimes he'll spend $500, sometimes he'll spend $1,000. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? He goes, the return is amazing. And this is an 89-year-old man, right? So if an 89-year-old man can throw money at this and make it work, we're talking about Facebook advertising, then imagine, because I'm giving him this book when I'm done making copies of it, when I'm done with it. I'm going to give it to him. Actually, I'm going to go and probably because of his age, advanced age, you know, I'm going to have to say, all right, here's what we're going to do and help him create some sort of a plan. But my God, there is such opportunity with the Facebook thing that, you know, so many people, like you said, if there is 2 billion people that are customers, there's still billions of them that are learning about this every day. And again, I'm one of them. So let me take another break. We'll play a little bit of music here and come back. There's so much I want to know. And I hope that the people that are listening are going to pick up this book. It's available on Amazon, everybody. The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. Stop wasting money. How much is this book, Brian?
On Amazon, it's $22.95, I think.
Beautiful. We're going to take a break. It's Entrepreneur Radio.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
The beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur is that if we see that there's an opportunity for something to help us make more money and help our businesses grow, we run to it. And a lot of people have done that with the internet, with Facebook advertising, but I think they've run blindly into it. And so this show today is all about giving you some tips, and we'll get to some of those tips. I'm going to have him give some. I'll tell you what. Let's cut the crap and go right to the topic here. The three E's of advertising on Facebook. Brian Miert, he is the author of a complete book to Facebook advertising. Give us these three E's real quick, and because I know that there's got to be 3,000 different things that can be done here. As a matter of fact, let's see, Facebook ad targeting guide with over 850 ad targeting options. I mean, there are so many things that can be done. That's why really the book here is obviously it's the guidebook to help you do this right. But this show, we can at least throw some ideas out to the folks out there. So start with the three E's of advertising.
I love it. Well, let me kind of build into that. Okay. When it comes to Facebook advertising, there's a couple of secret areas. And one, you know, you mentioned it earlier, is the targeting. You know, the ability to target your ads. And there's millions of options on how you can target your ads to reach the exact people that you want. And once you have your targeting you know, set up, the next step is to do your ad creative. And this is where the three E's will come in. Ultimately, what they're going to do is save you a lot of money. And what happens is Facebook has a thing called relevance score. So every ad that you create, you can create image ads, you can create video ads, you can create carousel ads where there's multiple images that you kind of swipe through. But every ad, Facebook is going to give you a number between 1 and 10. Now, here's why this number is so important. The higher this number goes, the lower Facebook is going to charge you because the ad is relevant to its users. People are having fun with it. Maybe they're engaging with it. Maybe they're leaving comments on it. Maybe they're sharing it with their friends. So the more of that that happens, the less Facebook charges you. On the flip side, if no one clicks your ad and no one is commenting on it and there is very little engagement or people aren't watching your video all the way through, Facebook will assign you a low relevance score. And the lower that number goes, the more Facebook is going to charge you to be able to keep your ad there. Now, a lot of people don't realize this and they just think, well, I'll create an ad and I'll let it run forever. This is a huge mistake that ultimately just results in a lot of wasted money going to Facebook. And a lot of people don't understand kind of the process underneath. We've now done hundreds of thousands of different Facebook ads for different clients. And we've seen these three kind of E's emerge over the course of time. And this kind of comes down to when you're creating ads, a lot of people will start thinking, you know, it's like a light switch goes off and they're like, now I'm in marketer mode and I need to put all my points onto these people. I need to tell them why my product is the best and why it's better for them. And what happens is it's very much almost a push. Like, I'm going to push my message on you. And when it comes to Facebook, these rules have changed because when your ad is shown, you have to remember that it's being shown primarily on a mobile device, which means it's a one-on-one. You have the ability to connect with a person right there who's looking at their phone and your message is in front of them. So it's not so much you're going to a huge crowd, even though you are, but you have now this additional layer to kind of have that one-on-one connection. And so the three E's kind of tailor to that. And if you can lock down one of these three E's or even all three of them.
Give me the three E's. The
first one is to entertain. So you want to be able to entertain to people. You want to have something that makes them laugh, makes them smile, makes them feel an emotion, tells a story, intrigues them, has mystery, all of those type of things. If your ads about your product have those things in them, they're theoretically going to do very well.
Right.
The second one is to educate. You know, teach the people who are watching your ads something that they didn't know a day, you know, before they saw that ad. And with every business and with every entrepreneur, there are things that you're working on or working within that you could help educate people around those topics. Stats, results, all of those things are people will find interesting. Again, because you're targeting only to the people who are most likely going to care about your business or your product or service, this type of information is going to be relevant to them. So they're going to want to learn more about it. And the third E is engage. And this is the one that we see a lot of people struggle with the most. And it's amazing because, again, it's a social platform. So being able to have ads that say, hey, tell us your opinion, or hey, we've got two colors of shirts. Which one should we make? You know, red or blue,
right?
Or vote on this, or share your opinion back to us,
yeah,
or engage with us. Like any of those type of things where you're actively going to the people who are going to see your ads and saying, we want you to talk back to us, share your thoughts and your opinions back with us. Those ads work very well also. And if you do it right, I've seen a couple of people be able to implement all three into a video ad that they were running, and they had tremendous, tremendous performance.
All right. So the trifecta is the three E's of advertising on Facebook: entertain, educate, mm-hmm, engage. Entertain, make them smile, laugh, or cry, make them experience love, wonder, mystery, or fear. Number two is educate, teach them something they didn't know, a skill or a little known fact. Number three, engage. And he says this is the most important one. Encourage your audience to engage. Ask their opinion or their feedback or make something controversial that they have to. You know, they're like, because anger and joy are both, you know, I love that. I hate that. Who are you, you idiot? You know, but I always stay away from the one that is controversial because, you know, I mean, what happens is people are more apt to get angry and call names and say ugly things. And I'm just so over that. I'm so tired of hearing people whine and complain. And, you know, it's like, no, I want to have fun. I always tell people I'm part of the fun team. You know, if there's a problem, let's face it, follow it, and fix it. As my friend Dave Corbin says, illuminate the problem, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to bitch about it. I want to fix it. I want to come up with a solution. I love this stuff. We're talking with Brian Mirt. He is the CEO of Advertisement, advertisement.com on the web. His book right in front of me, a wonderful opportunity for you and all of us to learn the complete guide to Facebook advertising, the book. But I'm looking at some of these chapters, chapter 7, creating Facebook ads. Choosing an objective, creating your target audience, choosing your ad placements, choosing your budget and schedule, choosing a page, adding your media, text, links, and pixel. What is pixel?
A pixel. So it's a great question. You know, every Facebook ad account comes with one pixel. It's a little piece of code that you can copy and you need to paste it into the header of your website. Once it's there, it will start to look for people visiting your site if they have a Facebook user ID. So when you log into Facebook, you generally don't have to log in every time. You just go to Facebook and it pulls up your newsfeed.
Right.
That's because it has your user ID stored. So what that means is as I'm browsing your website, you know I came to your homepage, then I went to a product page, and what products did I look at?
Ugh, hold on. This is tough stuff, brother. That's why I have people that do this for me. But you know what? I want to learn. I want to understand. I want to know. And I think that's our audience. The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. It's available on Amazon. We all need this. It's 369 pages. It weighs about 4 pounds. We'll be right back with more of Brian Mirt.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
We're talking with Brian Mirt. His book, A Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. We all need help here. We know it. I just think this is such an important guide. I don't even know how to explain it. Back to my dad. He'll come to me and he'll say, look at this. I've had, you know, 110,000 people view this video. And I'm like, Dad, that's like for 3 seconds or less or whatever. And I'm like, how many people actually watch? I said, Dad, you need to look at the analytics. And he's like, what? We don't care. We want to see that number. Facebook knows we want to see some big fat number. So they pick this little 3 second thing. Right. And then we feel good about ourselves, which makes us loosen up our purse strings. Right. Tell me, explain what that is. I place a video on there, and I'm seeing all these people. Like my dad's calling me right now. Isn't that funny? Hold on. Let me just hit the button that says, no, I'd like to, right? He's probably, oh, here, I'm on the phone. I'll call you back. See, now he'll leave me alone for a minute. But I'm going to answer this question for him. When he sees this gigantic number, what does it really mean, Brian?
Got it. So, I mean, when it comes to Facebook, there's a couple things that they do that are actually really, really good. When it comes to impressions or video views, those are not counted or triggered until your ad goes into the viewable screen of a mobile phone. So this is, again, a big advantage that Facebook has over other places, meaning a person is swiping up, so they are most likely going to be seeing your impression. Your ad that's showing up to them. When it comes to video views, Facebook doesn't charge you until your video shows at least 3 seconds of the video. So if someone, you know, glosses over it before it's able to play up to 3 seconds, you're not charged for it. So that's, again, another advantage. And, you know, what's awesome about digital is you have all the data is available to you. Not only can you see who watched my video for 3 seconds, you can see how long did they watch my video for, what percentage of the video did they watch. And you have all these different types of groups. And another thing that Facebook does amazing is it actually allows you to target people based on that data. So I could say, here's my video, and I just want to show ads to people who've watched 75% of my video or more.
Wow.
So what happens is these are now people that have intent. You know, maybe they're watching the video on your industry or stats. And then people that make it to the end of that video, you're like, those are the people that I want to talk
right.
to more.
They're engaged. And AKA data-driven world.
Yeah.
That's why when you know people hear, they say these things and they're like, yeah, I know it's a data. But when you start to think about just how important and valuable that data is for every single decision you make, you start to go, yes. And you start to repeat, data-driven world, data-driven world. And you better start focusing on that. Right, Brian?
Yeah, it's so true. And Facebook just does a really good job of making that accessible for anyone looking to advertise. You can run reports. There's a tool called Audience Insights where you can run reports on your competitors. If they have a large fan page, you can see the type of people who are going to that fan page or have liked it. You can see reports on people who are coming to your website, their age, their interests, what else they like on Facebook, their spending habits. And this is, you know, Facebook just has a huge amount of data. You know, if you haven't checked out in the book, we have like the targeting guide. And this is just a powerful tool for you to kind of get a really high level overview.
Where is it?
Of
chapter
what your
what?
Options are.
I got to find it.
it's right in the front. There's, let's see, page five.
Page five?
Page
Holy
five.
Crap.
It's the URL. And this is a free resource. You know, you can go and download it whether you buy the book or not. But yeah, it's so powerful. We made this infographic to be able to show to people to be like, here are your, these are the main options.
This is it. By the way, everybody, you can find it at advertisingmint.com, complete guide to Facebook ad targeting. Basically, that is the whole URL, but they can go to your website, right? And look for this stuff online.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the website.
Download a free Facebook ad targeting guide with over 850. Okay. That's right. That's right on the little bonus content on the, I'm telling you, Brian, this is so important. I don't know how to explain how important it is for people. If you're an entrepreneur in business and you are spending 1 cent on Facebook and you don't know what you're doing, you need to go and buy this book or go to his website and check it out, because all of us, we're all 100% guilty. And if you're not, it's because you're like Brian and you spent how much time did you put into this 369 pages, Brian?
It took me a while. Yeah. Almost a year.
Yeah, well, a solid year it looks like, because I don't know. This is so much information. It's insane. And it looks like you got a lot of good accolades on the back of the book too. Let me take another break and then I'm going to come back and we're going to find out from Brian exactly what the first things he would suggest that any of us do besides buying the book. We know that. And then listen, he's not paying me to do this. I just think it's so important. It's not about us earning money on this to tell you guys this. Our job with Entrepreneur is to bring you the tools so that you guys and gals that are doing what we do as entrepreneurs, do this educated and not just winging it. We wing so many things as entrepreneurs, and that's great. But when it comes to spending your money on advertising in today's world, in a data-driven universe, know what you're doing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
So if you guys think, like Brian said, Brian Mirk, he's the author of the book. He said, used to be that you would put an ad in the Yellow Pages and that was your one advertisement you did for the year and you're good until next year and the guy comes along and you re-up. If you think that the internet and Facebook have just, you know, created Facebook advertising, and now you're good for a year, I am telling you, I am here to tell you, it is changing. I can't imagine daily, but I have to say daily. Things change that fast in this world. And Brian and I talked for a second during the commercial break there. Brian, am I telling the truth there? It's changing constantly, right?
It really is. I mean, it's a very fast pace. I mean, this industry didn't exist 4 years ago. So a lot of people are like, well, where did it come from? And don't you know, hit yourself over the head if you're not doing it yet. It's still a great opportunity to get started. And in fact, I mean, I've got a couple of tips of what I would tell people.
Please.
You know, if you haven't done it or you've only tinkered with it, my first tip would be just get started. Try it out. Take a percentage of your advertising budget and start playing with Facebook. And what you're going to probably see is the amount we're paying per customer per lead is less than anywhere else, either on the internet. It's just, it works very, very well. The next tip that I would give is make sure to really try to focus and target your ads. The more you drill down, the more likely you're going to reach someone that really wants your product or service. This can be competitors, location, multiple interests. Really spend some time to work on targeting your ads to making sure you're reaching the right people with your budget. The next tip I would give is to use video. You know, there's video is on the rise. People like consuming video. It's movable. You know, there's audio that they can see. So, you know, really spend the time to create videos that would be around your products or service that explain it. And it doesn't necessarily always need to be a super well-produced video. It can be you on your cell phone recording yourself as you talk about the reason why you started this company.
People don't care. The more authentic, the better. Keep going.
That it's very true. The next thing I would say is keep it simple or keep it short. Videos rarely get viewed more than the average view time is 15 seconds. Mm. So keep them short. So instead of saying, you know, here's all 10 things that my business do in one video, create 10 different videos with small segments about, hey, we do this one thing. And we do this one thing, and we do this one thing, and be able to kind of call out your points or talk about them, but in short videos that people will actually be able to watch all the way through.
So what you're saying is this radio show being an hour long is completely screwed.
Nah, you know, not at all. I mean, there's multiple ways that people, you know, consume content. And there's just, you know, with Facebook, it's very much, it can be at times an on the go, meaning you're checking it while you're in line at the DMV. So you may only have, you know, a minute or two before you move up in line. So, you know, you're looking for this kind of short consumable content. It works. Your ads will perform much better if you stay within those realms. And then my last tip is, you know, it moves and changes and there's new features that come out all the time. It's really complicated. A lot of people get frustrated with it. And, you know, when it comes to that, it's finding the experts and looking to the experts. And that's really the reason why I wrote this book, was to help people get a very strong grasp on here's how it works, here's the terms, here's the fundamentals, and then from there you can be able to take it further or continually, you know, look and find other places that can help you learn and grow more.
Well, it's good stuff. I know this is volume number one because it's going to keep changing, but that's the beauty of the internet. Advertisement.com is his website. Brian Miert is his name. It's so funny. It's making me think of last weekend. I went fishing, right? I went fishing, and when I was a kid, you know, you put a piece of bait on, you throw the line in, there's a bobber. But I went fishing with this guy. We're going after salmon, and he's got tools. He's cutting the bait just so it wiggles in the water just right. He sprays some WD-40 on it. He's wearing gloves because he says the fish can smell the human hands, and it's a disgusting smell to the fish. The same way we don't like the way they smell. They don't like the way we smell. I mean, he has so many tricks. What do you think? We caught fish. If you do it right, you're gonna catch fish. And at the end of the day, that's what advertising is. It's a fishing trip. And so have fun with it, right? I mean, I go fishing to have fun. All right, Brian Miert, M-E-E-R-T, advertisement.com, the book, The Complete Guide to Facebook Advertising. You did a good job for us, Brian. It's a very complex subject. I tell people it'll be the best $22.95 or whatever it is they ever spent, and I appreciate you being on the show with us. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
All right, listen, you know, it is. It's supposed to be fun, just like fishing. It's not fun when you spend the money to go fishing and you don't catch anything. Do it right. We'll see you next week here on Entrepreneur Radio.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.